USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A federal appeals court rules the Trump administration's threat to block so-called sanctuary cities from getting federal grants is unconstitutional. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals issuing that ruling yesterday, it says only Congress has the authority to impose conditions on federal grants. As Vice President Mike Pence meets the remains of 55 U.S. soldiers killed in the Korean War as they're returned to the United States yesterday, he declares,
"Our work will not be complete until all our fallen heroes are accounted for and home."
Since their arrival in Hawaii yesterday, they've now been sent on for DNA testing. The Transportation Security Administration considering ending passenger screenings at more than 150 small and medium-sized airports to save money. And this is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, and enter promo code USA.
The Attorney General calling for a legislative fix to address career criminals. Here's John Clemens.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions spoke in Little Rock, Arkansas, about armed career criminals who can be released early from jail, who then are usually not caught on their first offense after being set free, or every offense.
Releasing hardened criminals into our communities before they serve their minimum term is not fair to the victims of crime. It's not fair to law enforcement. You shouldn't have to go into danger time and again to arrest violent repeat offenders.
I'm John Clemens.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller would reportedly limit the number of questions his investigators would ask President Trump in an interview. The Washington Post is reporting in a letter Mueller sent on Monday he offered to reduce by half the number of questions that the prosecutors would ask Trump concerning possible obstruction of justice. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
A right-wing conspiracy group that accuses celebrities and Democrats in general of pedophilia is turning out for President Trump. A group that calls itself QAnon was holding up signs at Trump's Florida rally recently saying, "We are Q." Reports are the group originated on the 4chan messaging board around an anonymous user named Q, who claimed to be a member of the U.S. military intelligence. The group alleges top celebrities and government figures are involved in child sex crimes and a deep state effort to bring down the Trump administration. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders speaking out against the group, though, at a couple of briefings held this week at the White House. A Chicago Cubs fan hurt by a metal pin that falls out of the scoreboard at Wrigley Field may sue the team, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Kyle McAleer says a plastic bucket that he was wearing on his head probably saved his life, and he is still considering a lawsuit against the Cubs, even though they've sent him gifts, including a jersey. McAleer was sitting with his family and friends underneath the Wrigley Field's manual scoreboard when a loose pin rolled out of the scoreboard and hit him on the head during a game. The 20-year-old man from Iowa said he began wearing the bucket with his family as a rally cap. McAleer said, luckily, he put the bucket on his head about a half an inning before the injury happened.
USA Radio News.